is Steve Caduth. He is the president and CEO of Valley Hope, with locations all around the state of Kansas. And we're going to start a several-part series on what Valley Hope does, what they can provide to folks as we kind of get out of this COVID situation. How has COVID affected, say, you know, those that maybe have some dependencies, especially when it comes to, say, drugs and alcohol?
Well, I think there's plenty of statistics and plenty of reporting done in the last several months, in fact, most of the last year, not only folks that have been suffering with addictions, no doubt there are addictions being created through this, because folks go into isolation. You know, the human being isn't designed to be isolated from other people. And I don't care who you are, one way or another, this thing has leveled a certain level of stress on everybody. And that stress for some folks is just simply turned into more alcohol consumption, more drug addiction, more drug overdose deaths. We've heard quite a lot about the spike in overdose deaths from drug usage in the last year or so. And beyond addictions, just general mental health. I think you mentioned you've done some interviews with some mental health folks. You don't necessarily have to be addicted to alcohol to have issues coming off COVID. It's just a mental issue all the way around.
Well, talk about how your staff, it's kind of hard to prepare for that. With what you do, but the pandemic brought on a number of things, and maybe folks that thought they maybe had it all together, but maybe, being isolated, some other things, working from home, changed a lot.
It did, and setting out here in rural Norton, Kansas, or I live in Holdridge, Nebraska, we're rural communities. It even goes beyond the pandemic. You know, we went through several years of very negative commodity prices. Now that's kind of turned itself around, but there's been that weighing on people too out here in rural communities, and it all kind of lends into what is your mental state, and are you self-medicating one way or another? And unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on. And personally, here at Valley Hope, we've been struggling with the pandemic, because we have facilities that are shut down due to folks that have acquired COVID or they've been exposed. So we've had some census problems, which have created some income problems. But we've been trying our best to get ramped up for the backside, because we believe there's going to be, unfortunately, a big demand for people like organizations like this in the next few years because of COVID. So.
We're talking with Steve Caduth. He is the president and CEO of the Valley Hope organization. It is based in Norton, Kansas, but there are facilities all across the state. And we're going to take a break, come back, and talk more about kind of moving forward. We'll do that in just a moment. And our guest is Steve Caduth, who is the president and CEO of Valley Hope, based here in Kansas with locations around the state. And we're talking really about moving forward, if you will, and maybe some of the challenges that COVID has brought. Steve, last year brought some of that instability, fear, some of the things we talked about, and we're seeing possibly the end and then getting back to some of the normal routines. But but there's still people I know that have fear, have some concern, and so how can people cope with that? How can they, what are some of the things maybe that your organization can share when it comes to moving forward?
Well, I think it is going to not, hopefully we're on the backside, and I think you're right. It's not going to just go away overnight for each one of us. This has been there's a certain amount of fatigue that's gone on with this thing for all of us to varying degrees. So it's going to take a while for us to recoup as a country, as a world, and as an individual mentally. So, how do we cope with this? I think my personal opinion is I've been ready for this for a few months. I finished up with my vaccination a few weeks ago, and I feel a little bit bulletproof, which might not be the best thing, but even before I was vaccinated, I put a mask on and I covered seven states to get to the 17 locations of Valley Hope. We just got to pick up and go at some point. I think we've just got to get past the fear of this thing. It's real. A lot of people have lost a lot of family, friends. I'm not saying it's not real, but we got to get back to going.
And so part of that is, though, as you talked about, get back and going, and that means making sure you have a good support group, family, friends, maybe even some professionals.
Right, and that's very true, because get back to the mental health, whether it's an addiction or not, there are going to be a lot of issues, and folks need to, you know, personally at some point in this interview, we might talk about my story, but there's no shame in having some mental health issues or having some struggles with addictions. The biggest struggle for folks is admitting they need to go get some help. And boy, this pandemic has created probably plenty of folks that are needing that. So
now I want to make sure, as we wrap up this segment, if folks do have some more questions and maybe services you provide, maybe there's a spouse, maybe there's a family member that says, hey, you know, this may be something that could help my loved one. How can they gain more information?
Well, they can go to the Valley Hope website. They can call and talk to representatives through the Valley Hope system. Throughout seven states, there's alumni strung around, especially in particular in this immediate area, because Norton, Kansas was the original facility 54 years ago. So there's just a ton of alumni around the country that think the world of this place. So it isn't hard to get some information about Valley Hope. It's a wonderful, wonderful place, and it's hung around for a long time with wonderful programming. So
Steve Knuth, who is the present CEO of Valley Hope, has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up.